This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
A boost for boosters.
Clearing this from the FDA is a big step forward.
Discovery in a case of death and disappearance.
These items were found in an area that up until recently have been underwater.
Salvaging the Biden spending plan.
These bills are about competitiveness versus complacency.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. One hurdle cleared for COVID booster shots from Moderna and J&J. The FDA has authorized them to join Pfizer's approved booster shot. CDC action is needed next, and the regulators say it's okay to mix and match vaccines. Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS Mornings.
Everything is a level playing field. Those who got J&J, those who got Moderna, and those who've gotten Pfizer. There's availability now to get boosters for all of those people who are in those three separate groups.
Here's CBS's Nikki Batiste.
New FDA guidelines allow Moderna recipients 65 and up to get a booster, as well as people at higher risk for COVID due to their health or working conditions. The agency also approved a booster for any Johnson & Johnson recipient 18 or older.
Get whatever vaccine you can get your hands on.
Dr. Celine Gounder is an infectious disease expert at New York University. She says while any booster is a good booster, J&J recipients should consider a mix-and-match approach.
Investigators in Florida found Brian Laundrie's backpack and notebook and suspected human remains in a nature preserve. He's been missing for more than a month after the strangulation death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. CBS's Jerika Duncan says Laundrie's father was the first to make the discovery in an area of the preserve that had just reopened.
Laundrie's parents, Chris and Roberta, joined the search Wednesday morning. We spoke to family attorney Stephen Bertolino. He said Laundrie's parents told law enforcement to search that area from the start, and this was the couple's first chance to look themselves.
Chris Laundrie simply went off the trail, walked into the woods, we'll say 20, 30, 40 feet, just observing and looking. At some point, he came across a white dry bag.
Bertolino says investigators may have missed it because the area was previously underwater.
There are explanations as to why it was missed by the professionals. It just dumb luck, for lack of a better term.
But former FBI criminal profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole called the timing very curious.
The parents have engaged in behavior that is suspicious, and that has to be resolved. And I think that it ultimately will be in terms of whether or not they provided any kind of assistance to their son.
Now to Washington, CBS's Nancy Cordes has the latest on Democratic efforts to work out a compromise to get President Biden's social spending plan through Congress.
Free community college? Gone. Housing assistance reduced. Paid family leave cut from a proposed 12 weeks to as few as four. For now, the roughly $450 billion for child care subsidies and universal pre-K appear to be safe. So is the child tax credit, though it may only get extended for 1 year. But there's a new fight looming over how to pay for all this. Democrats had planned to do it by raising taxes on the wealthy and corporations. But Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema is reportedly balking at that plan.
Overseas, there were new evacuations overnight on La Palma, the Spanish island where a volcano began erupting a month ago. CBS's Roxana Saberi is there.
As rivers of lava flowed toward the town of Tazacorte, residents rushed to pack what they could. This man says they had only 1 hour to get out. They're among the roughly 8,000 people forced from their homes as lava from the Cumbre Vieja volcano, or Old Peak as it's known, has scorched around 2,000 acres of land. Gabriela Mandalora opened his juice shop just 3 weeks ago.
How hard is it to live with this volcano.
Las mañanas, las noches.
He says it's frightening, cleaning the ashes from morning to night. The noise, the gas, it's horrible.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Former President Trump is making good on a vow he made after leaving office. CBS's Linda Kenyon says a new social media platform is taking shape.
It's called the Trump Media and Technology Group, or TMTG, and it includes the Truth Social site, which will be Mr. Trump's own social media platform. The goal is to create a rival to the big tech companies Twitter and Facebook that barred him from their platform since the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. TMTG plans a soft launch next month and a nationwide rollout early next year.
Using a Twitter video, former President Bill Clinton thanked doctors after his hospitalization for an infection.
I'm really glad to be back home. I'm doing great. I'm on the road to recovery, but I want to remind everyone out there, take the time to listen to your bodies and care for yourselves.
He says he was touched by the outpouring of support he got while he was being treated. Overseas, defense officials are meeting at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Moscow warned today that any attempt to move towards Ukrainian membership in this military alliance will have consequences. Those discussions aren't on the formal agenda, but the NATO defense ministers are set to discuss Russia and its aggressive behavior in the Black Sea region, as well as its deployment of advanced weapons systems and troops closer to allied borders. A new confidential plan to combat that threat will be talked about. Cami McCormick, CBS News at NATO headquarters.
The University of Kentucky has suspended activities at a fraternity after an 18-year-old freshman was found unresponsive and later died of apparent alcohol poisoning. Police are investigating. Well, some of us use captions when we watch TV to catch all the dialogue. Now, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Rodriguez, it's coming to some theaters.
You can imagine why I've come back to play.
Advocates for the deaf have pushed for open captioning for years. Now, AMC says it'll offer the tool at 240 theaters in the U.S. The captions will be displayed on screens in a way similar to subtitles. Many theater owners are worried people who aren't impaired will find it distracting and choose to watch somewhere else.
A new analysis indicates 1,000 years ago, in 1021, the Vikings were in the Americas nearly 500 years before Columbus, journeying to northern Canada. Scientists used a new dating technique to study wood from the settlement.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
The CDC wants us to check out any onions we've bought recently. CBS's Monica Ricks.
Federal health officials say imported red, white, and yellow onions are causing salmonella outbreaks in 37 states. The onions from Chihuahua, Mexico, were mostly distributed to grocery stores and restaurants within the last few months. Hundreds of people have reported getting sick with diarrhea, fever, and stomach cramps. Experts say if you don't know where your onions are from, dump them.
Houston and Atlanta are each one win from baseball's World Series. In Boston, Red Sox bats went silent and the Astros unloaded.
Bregman, and that one's down the line into left. What a night. Alvarez has delivered again.
A big sixth inning on Fox propelled Houston past the Red Sox 9-1 to go up 3-2 in the American League Championship Series. In the NLCS, the Braves beat the Dodgers 9-2. They're up 3-1. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.